This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As fertilizer prices skyrocket, farmers are researching all opportunities to apply fertilizer as efficiently as possible and receive the most bang for their buck. We will hear more with Dan Schultz of Ostara next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Dan Schultz is a vice president of sales with Ostara and provides some background of the company and products that they offer.
Ostara's heritage goes back actually 21 years ago when the technology was discovered. It originally enabling the ability to remove nitrogen and phosphorus out of water, and you would turn it into a highly usable phosphate fertilizer for farmers. It was thoroughly researched. And what is new right now is we've been able to take that technology, and now we are producing it synthetically in St. Louis, Missouri, and we're able to make high scale. We're producing over 250,000 tons, and it is much more economical, but yet it is the same type of technology that we would have had in our original process.
Schultz says that CGP2X granular phosphate fertilizer solves a lot of issues with timing and delivers peak efficiency.
I think this is a significant technology for the marketplace that's needed. Today, all phosphate fertilizers will tie up in the soil. Why? Because phosphate, it's always looking for a friend. It will bind with calcium, with iron, aluminum. This product is a mineral that is made up of magnesium ammonium phosphate that will not break down until it comes in contact with root exudates. Therefore, when you put it in the soil, it waits until the plant comes along and it will take it up directly. So it's full efficiency. 98% we believe gets into the plant. And what that also means is you're not at risk of it leaching or running off and getting into your waterways.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.